Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Opponents of the proposed 76ers Center City Arena disrupted Philadelphia City Council today as legislation was introduced that would clear the way for the arena development. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The booing started while the clerk was still reading the title of the first of several bills, laying out the technical requirements and successive actions needed before the arena construction can begin. It just got more intense as the list went on, despite Council President Kenyatta Johnson's pleas for decorum.
Yelling is not going to advance your bill or your cause, to be quite frank with you.
After several interruptions, sheriff's deputies were called and activist Debbie Way was escorted out. The bills finally were introduced. Sponsor Mark Squilla says he added to the legislation, creating a first-of-its-kind cultural overlay district to protect Chinatown and a special services district encompassing several neighborhoods to address opponents' concerns.
Johnson has promised a robust hearing process before the bills go to a final vote. A 21-year-old Ben Salem man accused of posing as a teenager to get naked photos of teen girls is now facing federal child porn charges. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
21-year-old Jonathan Brodecki was taken into federal custody earlier this week at what was scheduled to be his preliminary hearing on charges he pretended to be a 14-year-old boy on Snapchat to get underage girls to send him nude and illicit photos. Federal charges against Brodecki include manufacturing and possessing child pornography. Ben Salem police were tipped off about Brodecki in January by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Authorities accuse him of using the account Jack Goodrick to get photos of a 15-year-old, and they say when that girl stopped communicating with him, he threatened to send the illicit photos to her friends and family.
According to charging documents, Brodecki was messaging with eight other girls and admitted to police he knew the girls were underage. He remains in federal custody with a bail hearing scheduled for Monday. Philadelphia police have released video of the man they say vandalized a statue at a historic Old City synagogue earlier this week. It was one of three incidents over the span of 3 days at the congregation Mikvah Israel on 4th Street between Arch and Market. According to authorities, it was around 11 Sunday night when an unidentified man wrote a vulgar expletive on a memorial statue outside the synagogue. Police are hoping someone will recognize the man in the video. You can see it on our website, kywnewsradio.com. Authorities have also released video of the two other incidents, a dumpster fire and an attempted burglary at the synagogue on Tuesday. Investigators don't believe the incidents are connected. The Philadelphia Zoo announces a $20 million project that will allow its bears to roam around in a more natural setting. As KYW's John McDevitt reports, it's the zoo's first major renovation in more than 10 years.
Bear Country will focus on education, bear care, and bear conservation. Rachel Metz is the Vice President of Animal Well-Being and Conservation at the Philadelphia Zoo.
We're removing the moats that you see around here to increase the usable animal space. We're improving the habitats to include enrichment offerings, such as climbing structures, heated pools. We're also building a new cubbing-friendly yard that will allow new baby bears to learn how to be bears in a safe and comfortable way with their mother.
The animal trail system, known as Zoo 360, you will also be incorporated into the design.
Work on Bear Country will start in about a month and is expected to finish in 2026 in time for the United States semi-quincentennial celebrations. A promotional video for Cherry Hills Public Library is going viral on social media as two older employees embrace their inner Gen Z. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty stopped by to speak with the stars.
Shakespeare is the original Riz King. Pop off.
One-liners like this have people all over the world laughing. Senior residents Bob Minnick and Kip Bard still don't know what Riz meant when I asked them. It's Gen Z slang for charisma, by the way. Bob says they just recited lines fed to them by 19-year-old library staffer Ashley Meter. She says she was inspired by a similar video promoting a museum.
And so then I started typing the script, and I was just having so much fun with it, and I just like imagined like Kip and Bob like saying those things.
A reference room is very quiet
and very mindful
and very demure.
The video has more than 1 million views online. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The all-local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.